Member Lawrence, quickly.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is a joint action item between the Finance Department and the Engineering Department. It's a public hearing matter. So I'm going to ask Mr. Moore's assistance real quick. Because we have a public hearing.
This is just the introduction.
Ms. Jennings, no, it's just the introduction.
Just the introduction.
You don't want to, okay, just the introduction.
We don't need Mr. Moore at this point.
So Ms. Jennings will introduce it.
So today, Mr. Medlars and I have an ordinance we'd like council to introduce so we can start the public hearing process. The ordinance is to authorize issuance of $2 million of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the cost of the Winding Creek Water Project. These bonds are expected to be paid back over 30 years through the revenues from customers in the Winding Creek Village subdivision. At the end of the project, the county expects to receive a grant of $1 million to reduce the principal amount. And I can read the short title.
Please read the short title.
And an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $2 million of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Winding Creek Village Water District project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
I want to introduce it. Anybody?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton, introduce it. Thank you, man. Now, Member Lawrence, your name.
How much interest do you have on his bonds?
I'm sorry, what?
How much interest on the bonds?
It would be determined when it goes to market.
No, the interest rate set, Councilman Wilson, I think.
Since we're not paying, it doesn't matter.
The interest rate is set. It's through SRF. It's 2.831%.
2.831%.
Okay.
But this is just to open it up for a hearing, correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
That's not going to change. That's already locked in.
Okay. I mean, I agree in principle, but I do have some questions about how we do the bonds. That's all. And I'm sorry we're short on time, but we can do it at another time maybe. But,
well, it's good. We may recently have a hearing that day. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe real quick, Councilman, these are not real bonds. They're not what you and I consider bonds. They're securities we post, the county posts, so we can obtain an actual loan from the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund.
Yeah.
So it's a documentation.
Because when I read that, I was like, whatever. We'll talk about it later, I guess.
But we'll give you the cliff notes for the backup, because the Winding Creek originally was a petition driven for the entire subdivision. There was affidavits were submitted by more than half of the people. County Council before you decided to pull the application. And we were then receiving repetitions for let's call it optimized area. It was put up to referendum. The referendum passed. Council approved the area, and the area falls within the Herring Creek Sewer District. That's why the two timelines are linked, the projects are linked, and this is an additional monies which are used for the funding of the water district. So at this point, you know, like we have the funding offer was made through the Drinking Water, so we have to accept the funding offer. We have, like you have, introduced the ordinance for a hearing in the future. We give another short presentation at the time of the hearing, and then after that, you will be asked to vote to authorize the issuance of the bonds. As I said, it's a security. It's really not a bond for the public. And we do have a motion which goes with that.
Motion, sir.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Department that the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund financing offer for the Winding Creek Village Water District project be approved, and that the associated debt ordinance titled an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $2 million of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Winding Creek Village Water District project and authoring all necessary actions thereof be introduced and be voted on after a prerequisite public hearing. Part of the motion has already been moved, so that's half of it.
Okay. The other half is we've got to do, right?
The first half you have to do, authorize or accept the offer.
Right. Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Okay, good. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe Mr. Carey. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one is we have some significant interest these days in street lighting districts. And I don't know whether you're familiar with domestic development. You probably are, since it's in the western side of Sussex County. It's on Coverdale Road. We've had a lot of interaction with the citizens there, and Ms. Wilson is one of the citizens' leaders. And we have now we can say that in various forms of petitions, we have received about 46% of the residents there in favor of a streetlight district. And you may recall some of these properties are in transition, they're in wills, and so it's difficult to really go beyond that limit. I think I am comfortable. The code does not specifically say how many petitions we need to receive, but I think it would be prudent to go to a public hearing versus going straight to a referendum. So that way we can explain why we feel the statute has been met and we're willing to do this. So I'm asking you to authorize us to post notices and advertise for a non-code required public hearing.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion. And we do also have a rate, and that's also important because the code says we do have to have a rate, and the rate is $67.50, very similar to the Diamond Acres rate. Be it moved based upon the Sussex County Council, be it be moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for a public hearing for the Messick Development Streetlight District creation.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Western Sussex Unified District issue. We have, you know, like I gave you a history of the, obviously, how Western Sussex was created, et cetera. The key issue is to try to move as little flow through the pipelines to Seaford as possible, because to protect, A, the Seaford system, and to protect the cost to us as the customer. So we have identified a couple of inflow sources, and one of the biggest inflow sources actually is on inherited shores, and that particular one, the City of Seaford's consultants, which worked with us on the other inflow sources, were very successful in identifying the one within the city limits. And they have proposed a metering and a documentation study, which will allow us to pinpoint exactly where they are for remediation by the developer. So that's a $25,000 expense. It's project eligible, and it would be part of the overall project and the reduction thereof also.
Have a motion.
I have a motion for that. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Amendment Number 2 to the base engineering contract for Western Sussex with George Miles and Buick LLC be approved in the amount not to exceed $25,000 for the Heritage Shores inflow study.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
I got one. So Heritage Shores, is this study pays for their impact on the sewer pipeline?
For their impact above the authorized discharge. So there's 300 or so homes, but we get more flow than these homes are producing. So there's groundwater getting into the system. That identifies, we have a pretty good idea where it's coming from, but that pinpoints it down to the actual segment where it is in.
Okay, thank you.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Carey. Thanks, sir.
Mr.
Have a safe trip to Dover.
Thanks. This is for the Allendale
water facility. Oh, there you go. You, Mr. Ross, we're going back up to you for your last thing, please.
Yes,
you
sir.
Drive for you, Mr. Hans.
Last is County Administrator's for report for April 2nd, 2019. Item number one, the county is pleased to again sponsor the annual County Government Day on Thursday, April 4th. At 9:30, high school juniors from Sussex County Girls and Boys State will meet here in the council chambers. A mock county council session will occur, with representatives assuming leadership roles. It's always an interesting experience to watch student representatives tackle county issues as presented to them by our department heads. This program can be seen and heard on the county's website. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman. Infrastructure use agreements. Issue got three.
All right. The first one we have for consideration is Swan Cove Phase 9. This project is located in the Fenwick Island area of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District and will be using our existing infrastructure. This agreement will allow Swan Family Limited Partnership developers of Swan Cove Phase 9 to connect 20 EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for $8,521. Payment due at the time of execution of agreement. System connection charges of $6,360, or the fee at time of permit request will still be due prior to building permits being issued. Developer has previously executed the agreement, now asking for permission for council president to execute as well.
You have a motion?
Do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Swan Family Limited Partnership for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on April 2nd, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Basics are the same as far as the system connection charges being due, that previously being executed. And this one is for Edge Marine LLC, developers of Outer Banks. This is for connecting 54 EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for $62,967. And this one is located in the West Rehoboth area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District.
Have a motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Edge Marine LLC for capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on April 2nd, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And last, sir.
Last one for today.
This one is also located in the West Rehoboth area. This agreement will allow Colonial Oaks Hotel 2 LLC, developers of the Residence Inn Marriott, to connect 82 EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for $51,347.
You have a motion?
I'll move.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Colonial Oaks Hotel 2 LLC for capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on April 2nd, 2019.
A motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Yes. Mr. Hudson, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Jennings, grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Delaware Symphony Orchestra. They're requesting $5,000 for this season's concert series held in Lois. There have been no past grants. Mr. Burton, please on the agenda.
Burton.
Mr. Hudson and I spoke about this, and I would do 500 out of my councilmatic district.
I will do the same.
The motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 to Delaware Symphony Association for the Delaware Symphony Orchestra Concert Series, being $500 Mr. Burton's councilmatic account and $500 Mr. Hudson's councilmatic account. Questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yeah, motion carried. Next.
Next one is Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra is requesting $2,000 for their season's concert series in Ocean View to help ensure the availability of professional orchestra to county residents. Last grant received was $1,500, which was $750 from Mr. Burton and $750 from Mr. Cole. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Hudson. I will donate $750 from my account.
And I will do the same.
So motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
To grant $1,500 to the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra Society for the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra Concert Series, being $750 from Mr. Burton's council bank account and $750 from Mr. Hudson's council bank account. Questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Introduction, proposing ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have two. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and C2 medium commercial district to a HR1 high-density residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land, buying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 15.2 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Burton introduced it.
And the next one is a little different, Mr. President. This is a countywide one. This had previously been introduced, an ordinance for the zoning code, and it's my understanding that there were several words left out of the short title. Nothing has changed in the proposed ordinance itself. It was originally introduced on several weeks ago, I believe, and we're going to reintroduce just to make sure we have all the verbiage in the short title. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 62, Article 3, Roman numerals, Section 62-7, Chapter 72, Article 1, Section 72-4 and 72-5, Chapters 115, Articles 4, 25, and Table 1 by amending Sections 115-22, 115-25, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-194.3 to replace all references to the environmentally sensitive development district, environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone, ESD, DOZ, and environmentally sensitive developing area with coastal area.
Mr. Burton, introduce it. Councilmember comments. Entertained a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yes. We're now adjourned.